弟兄姐妹平安。It's great to be with you today.
今天很高兴跟大家在一起。
My name is Jason. My Chinese name is Bai Qihua.
中文名是白启华。
白色的白，启发的启，中华的华。And it's wonderful to be with you today.
对，今天真的很高兴跟大家在一起。
And thank you for my translator. My Chinese is not that good, so I'll speak some in English today.
我今天要讲英文。
Since the last time I was with you, I had an accident.
上一次跟大家聚会以后，我有我最近有一个小的事故。
You can see I have this on my hand. I fell off of a ladder that was 3 meters high, 10 feet high in the air.
我从一个大概10尺高的那个梯子上面摔下来了。
I was doing a DIY project at my house. Americans love DIY projects.
我在做一个跟自己的房子做一个工作，做一个修缮的工作。
And I was on a ladder on my garage roof.
我在我家的那个车库的顶上。
And the ladder fell.
那个梯子然后塌了。
And I fell with the ladder and fell onto the.
我就摔到地上。
And I fell onto the pavement.
我摔到了那个水泥地上。
So I landed on my back, and I landed on my wrists.
我摔到地上的时候，是我的背和我的那个手腕着地。
But thank God, the only bone I broke was in my wrist. One bone I broke.
是，真是感谢上帝，我这次事故我只摔断了一块骨头，就是我的那个手腕上面的一块骨头。
I didn't break my legs. I didn't break my pelvis. I didn't break my back. So I'm just so thankful, but I have been sore over the last month.
真的是感谢上帝，我身上其他的骨头都没有受伤，但是我的身上一直都很酸这段时间。
So if you do any DIY projects, make sure you have someone hold the ladder. Make sure you have someone hold the ladder.
就是如果你自己想，跟自己房子修的时候，你一定要一个人帮你。你站在梯子上面的时候，要人帮你把梯子给扶着。
Yeah. So, but.It's so good to be with you today, and I have a dark sense of humor. I have a life insurance policy on my life, so if I die before 59 years old, my wife gets $1 million.
我经常会讲这样一个黑色的笑话，因为我有一个这个人身保险，会有100万美元的人身保险。我就跟我的妻子说，如果我59岁之前不小心死了的话，你就可以成一个百万富翁了。
So I told my wife you were this close to $1 million.
他就这个事故以后，我跟我的他跟他的 wife 讲说，你差一点就成了百万富翁。
Yeah. But she says no. I want you. I don't want $1 million.
但是我的妻子说，我不要这样说，我只要你不要100万美元。
So, but I've been thinking about long life over the last month. Long life.
过去一个月，我想了对关于这个人的长寿这件事情，我想了很久。
And I've been thinking about these areas around the world that are called blue zones. Have you ever heard of blue zones?
我研究了这么一个东西，就是在世界上有些地区，他们叫一个蓝色区域。
You can go to the next slide. This is actually, there's a picture here. This is in Italy, there's an island called Sardinia.
在意大利的萨丁岛上。
And these blue zones, there's about 6 of them around the world.
全世界这个叫这个蓝区的这个区域大概有6个地方。
And there's a very large number of these people that live into their 90s,and then even over 100 years.
这个南区的这个特点就是这个地方的人经常就会活到90多岁，甚至超过100岁都很常见。
Okinawa, Japan has one.
日本的冲绳岛就是一个。
There's one in Greece. There's even one in California among a certain group called Seventh-day Adventists.
在希腊有一个，然后在美国的加州也有一个，而且这个在这个地方的人都是信主的，他们叫安息日会。
And so scientists have been studying these blue zones to see why do these people live so long? What's the secret? What's the secret?
科学家们对这些地方的人就很感兴趣，就想知道他们的秘密是什么，为什么他们可以这么长寿。
In English, we say they found the fountain of youth. They can.
在英语有句俗语，就是说他们找到了生命的源泉。
And initially, scientists thought it's probably related to what they eat. It has to do with healthy food.
这个科学家们最早想的就是他们肯定吃了一些什么很好的东西，他们吃的东西是不是很健康？
And that's true. It's part of the equation.
这也是对的，因为有一部分原因确实是这样。
They eat lots of plants. They actually drink a lot of wine. Many of them drink a lot of wine.
很多这些地方人都喝很多的红酒，然后吃很多的蔬菜。
But the more they look, they realize there's much more going on with these people.
但是他们更仔细研究以后，就发现还有很多其他的因素。
And a lot of the reason why these people seem to be living long is the relationships that they had.
很多时候，一个主要的原因就是这些人他们之间的关系是一个很重要的原因。
And one of them is their family people. They put family first. They families are very important.
这些地方人大多数都以家庭为主，家庭在他们生活中是一个最主要的成分。
And they found a husband or a wife, and they are committed to that husband or wife.For their entire lives, marriage.
经常他们很注重这个一夫一妻，然后白头偕老的这样一个传统。
Another thing is that they had a faith community. Many of them had faith or a belief in God.
而且很多这些地方人，他们都是有很强的宗教情怀。
And this gave them a sense of purpose and belonging.
这会给他们一种就是归属感。
They also seem to handle stress well. They were able to handle stress in their lives well.
这也让他们更好的处理他们生活中的这个压力。
You know, they handle that through prayer or talking with other people in their community.
有他们缓解压力的办法就是跟他们的周围的人会一起祷告，然后一起谈心。
I think this is so interesting to study these people.
我真的觉得研究这些人非常有意思。
Looking at these men, they're in their 90s or even past 100 and they look like 60 or 70. They're aging well.
这些照片上的人很多都是九十多岁，甚至超过100岁，但是看起来他们就像六七十岁的，他们真的是那个童颜永驻。
In many ways, we see how blessed these people are.
我们这里可以看着他们，我们会感觉到这些人真的是太有福气了。
You know, it seems like they have the good life. Everyone's looking for the good life, and they seem to have this good life.
在他们身上，我们看到他们真的是有一个有福气的生命。每个人都想有一个好的生活。我们可以看在他们身上就可以看出来。
I want this good life. That's what I want too.
我也想有他们这样一样的生活。
One of my biggest things is I want to grow old and be a kind old man.
我的一个最大的理想就是当我变老的时候，我还是一个很喜乐的老人。
Sometimes when people get old, they get mean.
因为我们知道有很多时候人变老了以后，他们就会变得很很凶，对。
Yeah, I want this. That's what I want. I want to kind of have this life. That's one of my goals in life.
我真的就想像他们这么一样快乐。
And so I think there's things that as Christians we can be thinking about. This. What is the good life? What does a blessed life look like?
作为一个基督徒，我们是不是要经常想这个问题？到底是怎么样的才是一个有福气的人
？So if you were to watch American commercials on television, they will tell you what it looks like to be blessed, right? A blessed life.
如果你经常看电视的话，你在广告里面，你就会发现美国人认为什么样的人才有福气
？Money, have lots of money.
有很多钱有福气。
Buy a lot of things.
可以买很多东西是有福气。
Have lots of power and influence.
然后有很多的权力也是有福气。
Americans, we love possessions. We like to collect possessions. Maybe Chinese do too. We like to collect things, buy things. We like things, right?
可能不管美国人还是中国人，我们都很喜欢买东西，很喜欢在家里有很多的物质的东西。
And if you look at the world around us, sometimes it can be confusing to realize what does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean?
如果你看这个世界的话，你有时候可能会很疑惑，到底什么样的人才算是有福气的人？
The world says one thing, but God's word says something else.
因为世界说的是一套东西，然后上帝教我们的是另外一个概念。
Well, today, as we continue on in the book of 1 Peter, we're going to learn three truths that show us about what it means to be blessed.
今天我们要看彼得，继续看彼得前书的第三章，我们可以从这里面可以看到到底什么样的人才算是有福气的人。
And as I was reading and studying this passage this week, I was just very moved at how beautiful these truths are. Beautiful truths.
我这个星期在准备这个讲道的时候，我读这些经文，我就会感觉到这里面讲的东西真是太美了。
And so, just again to give some context to the book of 1 Peter.
我们现在要回顾一下彼得前书所这个时候的背景。
Again, he's writing to Gentile people, so they're non-Jewish, and they become Christians, and they're spread around Asia and Asia Minor.
彼得前书的对象是当时在小亚细亚，和亚洲这些信徒，他们是非犹太人，然后归信主耶稣。
And they're being persecuted for their belief.
他们经常受到逼迫，因为他们的信仰。
At that time, Christianity wasn't in the dominant culture. Christians were a small group, a marginalized group of people.
在那个时候，信仰主耶稣的基督徒是一个小部分，是一个小众。
And because of their faith in Christ, their desire to follow Christ, they're being persecuted by the people around them.
因为他们信仰耶稣，跟随耶稣，所以他会被周围的人所逼迫。
And we know that as we read the book of 1 Peter, oftentimes you will see the letter start with indicatives, talking about who these people are in Christ, who God is and who they are in Christ.
我们读彼得前书的时候会发现他经常会告诉我们这些人到底是些什么样的人，然后他们自己是什么样的人在耶稣里。
And then after Peter talks about that, then he talks about these things called imperatives. So,Because of indicatives lead to imperatives, how you are to live. He starts to give commands, how you are to live.
在他告诉他的信徒你们到底是什么样的人以后，他接着会给他们一些规劝，告诉他们他们是这样的人就应该如何做。
You see this with Paul in his letters to the church. Indicatives lead to imperatives.
在保罗的书信里面也是这样一个程序，首先要告诉信徒你们到底是什么样的人，然后告诉他们该实际的生活中该如何行。
And I think that's very important because that really sets a good foundation for why we do what we do.
从这里信徒们就可以理解他们为什么要这样行。
And as we come into chapter 2, as we've been going through the book of 1 Peter, we've been learning how Christians areto relate to the government.
到彼得前书第二章里面，彼得会告诉信徒们该如何和处理和政府的关系。
How servants are to relate to masters.
仆人如何处理和主人的关系。
How husbands are to relate to wives.
丈夫怎么处理和妻子的关系。
And how wives are to relate to husbands.
妻子如何跟丈夫相处。
And now as we come to verses 8 through 12, he kind of addresses the entire church and how they relate to one another, how they are to relate to the world, and how they relate to God.
在8到12章里面，这里就着重讲他们如何处理相互之间的关系，如何处理跟神的关系。
Right. And so I think as we come to verses 8 through 12,The main idea of the passage is this. You can go to the next slide. True blessedness is found in being a blessing to others.
这几节的主要中心思想就是说，一个人真正的福气在于让自己成为他人的祝福。
Is blessedness found in money? Is it found in possessions? Is it found in power? No. Peter says, true blessedness is found when you bless others.
一个人真正的福气不在于他有多少钱和他拥有多少东西，而在于让自己成为他人的祝福。
And so we're going to learn three truths about this, what it means to be blessed today.
所以今天从这些经节中我们会学到三条真理。
And so if you have the sheet, you can kind of follow along with us and it will be on the screen as we look at these three truths.
这三条真理我们已经写在中间的插页上面了，大家可以看。
And the first truth that we find is found in verse 8. And what we see here is this, friends, seek to bless your brothers and sisters in Christ.
第一条宗旨就是要努力去祝福弟兄姐妹。
What does it say here in verse 8? You can go to the next slide.It says, finally, all of you, again, it's the whole church, have a unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind.
这里第八节说，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Yeah, some of these translations are difficult. I was looking at how the Chinese is written and how the English is written. I put both there. Even in the original Greek, I think it's hard to translate these words.
这个翻译这个问题很有意思。我在这里把这些同样的英语和中文的这个翻译的对等的这个用黄字标出来了，我就发现这个有很多这些真的是很不好翻译，甚至从希腊文翻译到英文也是不是很好翻译。
But we'll kind of go through some of these. The first one is a unity of mind.
第一个就是这个同心这个概念。
同心 or unity of mind.And I think this is speaking to the idea of loving God with our minds, loving His Word. How do we use our minds? We study God's Word. We study theology. We love to study God's Word together.
这同心就是说，我们要一起用我们的心来爱主，然后一起学主的话，一起学神的话，一起学神学，这个意思。
You know, there's a beautiful thing about Christianity is that we can use our minds and think deeply about God and love His Word.
这个作为这个基督徒一个很美的事情，就是我们可以用我们的心、我们的头脑来理解上帝，来跟随上帝。
And it's an interesting thing as we do that, as we study God's Word, as we study theology, it shapes our worldview, how we view the world.
我们在读神的话的时候，看神学的时候，我们就可以通过我们的头脑来形成一个新的世界观。
You see, we can be from different backgrounds.
我们都从不同的背景来。
And come together over God's word.
我们现在聚在一起都是因为神的话。
And we'll have a unity of mind.
我们真的是同心的。
I saw this with my Chinese friends. I lived in China for a long time.
我在中国住了很多年，我从我的中国朋友身上也看到这一点。
I'm an American. I'm very different from my Chinese friends.
如果从表面上看，我是美国人，跟中国人很不一样。
But especially with my Chinese Christian friends, we just had a unity of mind, over the Bible, over the gospel. We just came together and had a unity together.
但是我跟中国朋友在一起的时候，我们真的是同心的，因为我们在神的话里面是同心同德的。
You know, I think they probably thought I was very strange at times.
我想我的中国朋友有时候会觉得我作为一个美国人是不是很奇怪，有时候。
Or maybe sometimes I thought they were strange, you know.
有时候我也觉得中国人有点奇怪。
But we had unity over the gospel, over God's word.
但是我们在福音中找到了同心。
You can be rich and poor.
你有时候可能物质上很富有，
but have a unity of mind.
心里很
through the God's word.
很贫穷。
You can be black and white people and can have a unity of mind in God's word.
不管你是一个白人或黑人，只要你们信福音，你们就可以在福音中找到变成同心的。
So Peter's calling these people to bless.Brothers and sisters in Christ by having a unity of mind, 同心。
所以他们彼得在这里呼唤弟兄姐妹们要互相相爱，就是要一起同心。
But there's also one at the end. I think there's a warning. It says a humble mind at the end there. I'm not sure how the Chinese says it.
这一段的最后特别讲到了一个就是要有谦卑的心这样一个谦卑的心
or a humility of mind. So I think this is a good warning also.
我觉得这是对我们是一个很好的警戒。
Sometimes when Christians learn more about the Bible or they learn more about theology, they can get very proud.
这是让我们要小心的一个地方，因为有时候你学神的话语，懂神的话语越多，你就会心里觉得越骄傲。Yeah,
they're not humble.
他们就不再谦卑了。Believe
it or not, at the time that this was written, humility of mind was not common.
在这个彼得前书写作的这个时代，这个有一个谦卑的心，并不是一个社会所推崇的东西。
There's many PhDs here, medical doctors here. Even in academia, there's not a lot of humility of mind, right?
我们在我们这在座的有很多这个博士生，然后有很多教授，我们都知道在这个学校这个环境里面，这个谦卑也不是一个被推崇的东西。
It's all oftentimes is showing people what they don't know and that you know more than they do.
有时候你会互相谈话之间，我会想让人家觉得我比你知道的多。But
Peter's calling for a humility of mind or a humility of heart here.
彼得在这里就告诫我们的是一定要有一个谦卑的心。I'll
give you an example. When I went to seminary, some of the worst people to have in a Bible study were first-year seminary students.
我跟大家这里讲一个小故事，在我上神学院的时候，神学院里面都知道，在我们进行圣经学习的时候，这个最让人讨厌的人在圣经学习里面就是一年级的神学院学生。Yeah,
they're the worst. They're the worst.
因为他们真的是很让人讨嫌。Why? 为什么呢？
Because they think they know everything.
因为他们觉得自己什么都懂。Yeah,
even me sometimes. Oh. I went to seminary. I know all the answer.
我自己也曾经是一个神学院的一年级学生，我当时可能也是那样。But
Peter's calling us to have a humble mind or a humble heart here, right?
所以彼得在这里就告诫我们一定要有一个慈怜谦卑的心。Right,
so it seems here that Peter's starting with the head first. It seems to be the head first, the first body part that he's talking about is the head here.
彼得在这里首先要指出的就是我们要有这个心。And
he continues on, he says here, sympathy.
这里同时也说到了要体恤。What
is sympathy?
体恤什么意思呢?
For example, when I fell off the ladder,
当我从梯子上面掉下来的时候,
many American friends said, oh, I'm sorry, I'll be praying for you.
我有很多美国朋友对我说，就说我真的很不幸听到这个你发生这件事情，然后我会为你祷告的。Or
Americans have this thing, they have sympathy cards, they'll write you a card, sympathy card.
在美国有一个这个叫连续体恤卡，他会给你寄这个卡，说我会为你祷告。
And this is good. This is good.
这也挺好的。But
that, I think, it needs to be more than this.
但是我其实更需要的比这个可能要多一些。We
had some close friends that did not say anything, but instead they brought us food.
相反，有一些我们最亲密的朋友，他们其实并没有对我说什么，他们直接就 给我们做了食物，带到我们家来，送给我们。Friends
gave us money to buy food so that my wife could take care of me and didn't have to cook dinner for our family, right?
他们有人会给我们钱，给我们食物，所以我的妻子可以照顾我，不用再花时间去做晚饭。True
sympathy is not just saying things, but actually doing things to help your brothers and sisters in Christ.
真正的连续人的心是要把这个心做出来，把在实际行动上体现出来。Sometimes
people will say, "What if you need any help, let me know."
有时候人会告诉你，如果你需要任何帮助的话，你就跟我说。
But when they say that, I'm like, I'm never going to ask for help.
但听到他们对我这样说的时候，我肯定心里会想，我可能说不出口，找他们帮忙。
So, don't say that. Just do something.
所以不用这样说，也不用这样问，直接去做就行了。
And I know that's what happens here. I know that happens here in this church, and I want to encourage you to continue that. Help your brothers and sisters in Christ. Have sympathy towards them. Care for them.
我知道我们教会这一点做得很好，我也希望大家可以继续的这样做，对新弟兄姐妹发出爱心。
So when I see sympathy, that makes me think of the body part of hands. Let's use our hands to bless our brothers and sisters in Christ.
当我想到这个体恤这个词的时候，我就想到的是我们的手，要用我们的手来体恤人。
And the next thing he says, brotherly love, brotherly love.
下面一个就讲到了要相爱如弟兄。
Peter's saying here that we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
彼得说我们是神里的弟兄姐妹。
We are family.
我们是一家人。
And we love one another like family.
我们爱彼此就如同家庭成员一样。
To be honest, one of my favorite things about being in China and being around Chinese churches is they always say, brothers and sisters in Christ. They always say, brothers and sisters. This is the language of the Chinese church.
Oh,
So, continue with this. Be brothers and sisters in Christ to one another and care for one another, love one another. As brothers and sisters in Christ.
我希望大家可以继续这样做，就是在神里面真的做神里面的弟兄姐妹，互相相爱。
And then he says a tender heart.
然后他说了一个要有一个慈怜的心。
This is an interesting word in Greek. It's actually called splak. It's like splaknos is the word. Splaknos.
在希腊文里面，这个慈怜的这个心是一个词，叫 splaknos.
Yeah.And you know, this refers in Greek to your bowels, your gut.
在希腊文里面，这个词的意思是你的肠子的意思。
You see, at this time in the Roman world, the Greek world, the center of emotions are your bowels.
这个时候在罗马帝国的时候，大家都相信这个人的这个情感的中心就在他的肠子里面。中国人也是一样。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Chinese, yes, yes. So what Peter is saying is here, don't let your love be on a surface level, but let your love come from deep inside your guts.
所以保罗就跟教会人说你们的这个爱不能只在表面，而是要从你们的身体内部，从你们中肠中发出来。
May it be a deep love for one another.
真的是深沉的爱。
Friends, may our church be a place where we bless one another.
让我们在教会里面大家互相祝福。
Go to the next slide. May we use our head, may we use our hands, and may we use our heart.
在我们互相祝福的时候，我们这三样东西都要用上，我们的头、我们的心和我们的手。
Maybe even our guts.
甚至我们的肠子。
Really, it's all of us. May we use all of ourselves to love one another.
让我们用我们的全身体、全身心去爱，互相相爱。
So next slide, an application question is this. How can you bless your brothers and sisters in Christ this week?
这周的应用问题就是说，你这周会怎样去祝福你的弟兄姐妹？
How can you use your head?How can you use your hands? How can you use your heart?
你怎么去用你的头、你的手、你的心去爱你的弟兄姐妹？
You want to be blessed? Do you want to be blessed?
你想被祝福吗？
Well, you need to bless others.
你要想被祝福，你就要去祝福别人。
Friends, bless your brothers and sisters in Christ.
祝福你的神里的弟兄姐妹。
Well, as we continue on in verse 9, we learn a second truth about what it means to be blessed.
下面我们要学习第二个真理。
And the second truth that we learn is this, friends, seek to bless the non-Christians in your life.
第二个真理就是要努力去祝福你身边的非基督徒。
This is how Christians are to relate with the world, the world around us.
这是讲我们基督徒要怎么跟我们的世界所在的这个世界处理关系。
And go to the next slide. What does it say here in verse 9? Do not repay evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For this is what you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们蒙承受福气。
So what Peter is referring to here, it's a common theme in the book of 1 Peter, is the persecution that's coming to these people as they follow Jesus.
这里彼得要讲的是一个他在前书里面经常讲到的，就是说在他们受逼迫的时候，他们该如何应对。
And he's teaching them how they must relate to these people that are reviling them and persecuting them.
告诉他们应该怎样对待这些对他们不好甚至压迫他们的人。
You can go to the next slide, 1 Peter 2:12. It says,
彼得福音二章十二节。Next, 下一章。下一章。
Yeah.It says this, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, Gentiles meaning non-Christians, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
这里就教训这些基督徒说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些诽谤你们是作恶的，应看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So you see this idea, Peter saying it, bless those people, live good lives in front of those people, and maybe your life can change them.
彼得就告诉他们说，你们要在这些人面前做出你们的好行为来，好叫他们可以看到你们的好。
Another verse is found in chapter 2, verse 21, next slide. This is speaking to servants and slaves, he says in verse 19,For this is a gracious thing when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. Verse 21, for to this you have been called because Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example that you may follow his footsteps.
这里两节是对那些仆人甚至奴隶说的，说倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也是。也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Yeah, verse 21, it says, "For this is what you have been called. For this you have been called."
这里二十一节说，你们蒙召原是为此。
It also says that here in verse 9, in our passage 3, verse 9, "For this you have been called." Right?
这里同时在我们现在讲的第九节里面也说，你们为此蒙召这句话。
As Christ was called to suffer, so now we too Christians are called.To suffer.
因为耶稣来这个世上是为了受苦，我们也是被蒙召，也是要受苦的。
And this is not easy.
这并不容易。
I'll share a story with you. My oldest daughter is in 11th grade.
我跟大家这里分享一个我的故事。我的大女儿现在是已经十一年级了。
And she goes to public school. She goes to Amherst High School.
她去公立学校，现在在Amherst 的这个高中上学。
And last year, she had an English or literature teacher that was very difficult.
这个上个学期她有一个在她的英语课上，她这个英语老师很难相处。
So this teacher is very liberal.
这个老师的问题是她非常的这个自由派。
And especially when it came to gender.Views on gender and sexuality.
特别是在这个关于性别取向这个问题上，这个人是非常的自由派的做派。
And she would force the kids to read certain books that had a very specific viewpoint.
所以她经常因为英语老师，她让学生读小说、读书的时候，她会给他们选一些这个有一个非常明显的这个性别取向的这样一个这些小说。
And the challenge was her view was very narrow, and if you did not agree with her view, she would penalize the kids.
这个书里面所讲的这些关于性别取向的这个观点是一个非常狭隘的观点。如果你学生在这个观点上不同意老师讲的话，老师就会处罚这个学生。
And so my daughter would talk with us, and we would talk with her about what the Bible teaches about gender and sexuality.
我女儿回来就很受挫，这个时候我们就会跟她一起讲这个圣经上面关于人的性别取向应该是一个什么样的正确观点。
And there were part of us that wanted to fight back against this teacher.
我们很多时候都想到学校去跟这个老师正面相对。
But we decided to be patient.
但是我们最后还是决定我们要忍耐。
We chose to honor this teacher.
我们也叫我的女儿尊重这个老师。
We told our daughter to do the assignments that the teacher gave her.
我告诉我的女儿，这个老师布置的作业你还是要去完成。
And we prayed for this teacher.
我们要一起为这个老师祷告。
It was hard, very hard.
真的是很难。
It made my daughter feel like she was the only one.Who didn't agree, and she felt intimidated by this teacher.
这件事情让我的女儿觉得她在学校里面很孤立，因为她只有她一个人有这样的看法。然后，她看见这个老师就会很害怕。
And so, in this situation, we did not repay evil with evil. We chose to honor this teacher, even though we disagreed with this teacher.
在这件事情上，你可以看到我们不是要以恶报恶的这样一个做法，我们是想想为这个老师而祷告，为他祝福。
And it's really here in this verse 10, where the center of this passage is.
这个第十节，这里真的是这一段的这个中心。
He says, "Bless, for this is what you are called, that you may obtain a blessing. Bless, that you may obtain a blessing."
想要有福气，就是要为别人祝福。
And this can be very difficult.
这真的不很不容易。
So friends, how was my daughter blessed?
在这件事情上，我想问大家，我的女儿在这件事情上怎么得到了福气呢？
I don't really know fully.
我其实自己也不知道。
But what I do know is that this situation caused her to grow closer to God.
但是我知道一件事情，就是在这件事情以后，我的女儿更靠近神了。
This situation caused her to be a stronger Christian.
这件事情让我女儿变成一个更坚固的基督徒。
And it caused her, my wife and I, to depend on God.
这件事情让我和我的妻子还有我的女儿都更加仰赖于上帝。
So, next slide. What the application question is this. Who are the difficult people in your life?That God is calling you to bless.
这一节的这个应用问题是：这周你会如何去祝福那些难以相处的人
？Now I'm not saying that non-Christians are difficult. I'm not saying that.
我不是这个笼统的说，不信神的人都难以相处。
Maybe there's non-Christians here today. That's not my message. You are not difficult.
所以我们现在在座的可能也有人还不是基督徒。我不是说你们难以相处。
But some can be very difficult. Some people can be, right?
但是我们都知道，生活中有些人真的是很难相处。
Do you have any difficult people in your life?
你生命中有这样难以相处的人吗？
Sometimes it can be family, our family.
有很多时候，这些你的家人就很难相处。
And we love them, but they can be very difficult.
我们都爱我们自己的家人，但是有的家人真的是很难相处。
They can even oppose our belief in Jesus, right? They don't like it.
他们有的家人甚至会诋毁我们的信仰。
What do we do?
我们该如何做呢？
Bless them, bless them.
我们唯一能做的就是祝福他们。
Maybe you're a student and you have a difficult professor.
可能你是一个学生，你的老师、你的教授很难相处。
Or maybe you're a professor and you have a difficult student.
也有可能你是一个教授，你的学生很难相处。
Maybe your neighbors,
可能你的邻居很难相处
or colleagues,
或者你的同事很难相处
roommates,
你的室友很难相处
Yeah, this is life, right? Life.
这生活就是这样
If you want to be blessed,
如果你想要有福气的话,
you need to bless these people. You need to bless them.
你这尽使这些人难以相处，你也要祝福他们。
Now, there can be a spectrum here of what to do.
我们要做的事情可能有很多类。
On one hand, you can allow abusive people to continue to abuse you on this hand, and I don't think that's good. I don't think that's healthy.
有一类做法就是说你什么都不做，你就让这些对你逼迫你的人继续逼迫你。
On the other hand, you can, if someone does something bad to you, you can seek revenge.
在另外一端，你在别人对你做了不好的事情的时候，你会去报复。
I think the answer is probably found in the middle.
我想正确的答案就在这两个极端的中间。
If someone's abusing you,
如果有人真的是
you need to draw a line and create a boundary there and not allow that to continue.
如果有的人真的是那样，这个逼迫你，你会你一定要为自己站出来，然后告诉他不能这样做。
But that's no excuse to seek revenge against them.
但是我们所不能做的就是在要报复这些人。
Ultimately, here we just trust.That God is sovereign, that God is in control, that we can trust God, and then we will seek to bless these people, even though they seek harm against us.
在我们这样做了以后，我们所要相信的就是说，上帝最后会做成公正的审判。我们现在就是要为这些人祝福。
So friends, seek to bless the non-Christians in your life.
所以我们都要尽力去祝福那些非基督徒，那些难以相处的非基督徒。
And lastly, as we come to verses 10 through 12, we learn our third truth, and the truth that we learn is this: friends, seek the blessings that come from fellowship with God.
这个第十到十二节里面，我们要学习的是在与神交通中寻求祝福。
Here, Peter is quoting Psalm 34.
这里是彼得是在引用这个诗篇的三十四章。
Yeah, and he's kind of repeating this principle, bless others so that you receive a blessing. He's repeating it here from the psalm.
他引用这个诗篇也是来重复他这个概念，就是要祝福别人。
You can go to the next slide. So we see here in verses 10 and 11, you know, whoever desires to love life and see good days, whoever desires to be blessed, he says, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. He says, if you want to be blessed, you need to bless others.
所以这里引用这个诗篇呢，就是说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，就是要人祝福别人，不要报复别人。
We also see it in verse 12 in the psalm here. For the eyes of the Lord are righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
十二节说，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
It's the same principle. Do you want God's face on you? You want the blessings of God on you? Do you want God to hear your prayer? Peter says you need to turn away from doing evil. Don't do evil.
如果你想要上帝看顾你的话，让上帝看见你的话，你唯一要做的就是不要行恶。
And this is very much a principle found in other parts of Scripture. It's promises God here are conditional. If you want this, it's conditional on how we live.
这跟圣经里面很多其他地方讲的是一样，就是说你要能够领受上帝的祝福是有条件的。
So this is not talking about our salvation. We know that there's nothing we can do to earn our salvation.
这里并不是说的这个受拯救这个事情。这个不管我们如何做，我们都不能靠我们的行为来领受拯救。这
right, we depend on what Jesus has done, what he died on the cross, and because of what he has done, now we have a relationship with God.
我们能够被救赎，是因为主耶稣在十架上受死这件事情，才让我们跟神重新有了关系。
But I think there's a difference between a relationship with God and fellowship with God.
但是跟神有关系和神交通，这是两个不同的概念。
And so here, this is talking about that, this fellowship part with God, and it's dependent on obedience. Obedience.
这里他主要讲的是跟神交通这个事情，能够与神交通，一定要顺服神。
You can go to the next slide. This is found in other parts of the Bible. In John chapter 14, 15, it says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." This is Jesus speaking.
这里主耶稣说到，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Or in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it will be done for you.
这里也说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，我就给你们成就。
Friends, the way that we show that we love God is by obeying God.
我们怎么来表明我们对神的爱呢？就是要我们要遵守神的命令。
So,It's like my relationship with my son. He will always be my son.
就像我跟我儿子的关系，他永远都是我的儿子。
But depending on if he listens to me and obeys me, will depend on how close our relationship is together.
但是他如何听我的话，他听不听我的话，就最后会决定我们两个之间的关系到底有多亲密。
And so, this is a good thing for us to consider here. Friends, are we obeying God? Are we seeking to obey God from our heart?
我们这里要真的是要仔细想的时候，事情是我们是不是遵守神的命令？我们该如何去遵守神的命令？
What does it say in verse 12? For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers.
十二节说，因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷。
Do you feel like God is not hearing your prayers?
你会不会有时候觉得神没有听见你的祷告？
It could be because of sin in your life that you need to confess to God.
很可能是因为如果神没有听见你的话，是很可能因为你的生命中还有很多的罪，你没有向神所祈求原谅。
It could be that someone did something bad to you and you did something bad to them. You repaid evil for evil.
你会不会在生活中以恶报恶的这样的事情呢？
And so my message for you is to come to God today and confess your sin to him.
所以今天我向大家祈求的是大家可以回到神的面前，把你生命中的罪向神所忏悔。
And we know that God in his love and mercy will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们知道神会清理我们，会原谅我们，然后清洁我们的内心，除去我们身上的污垢。
And so the next slide, the application question: Are there areas of sin in your life that you need to confess to God?
所以今天我们这个应用问题是在你生命中还有哪些罪需要向上帝忏悔呢？
Recently, I've been meeting with a group of other men, and we're reading a book together.
最近我和一些弟兄一起在读一本书。
And we've been confessing our sins to one another.
我们在相互之间会忏悔我们自己的罪。
And it's been amazing the healing and the peace that has come into my heart as I confess my sins to them and to God. It's like the grip of sin has been, the grip of the devil has been broken in my life. I feel free.Because of this.
在这个过程中，我们互相向对方倾诉，向对方忏悔自己的罪，向上帝忏悔自己的罪。一个很奇妙的事情就是，当我们这样做了以后，我会觉得这个身体罪对我的束缚已经除去了，我会觉得特别轻松。
So I think there's a power in confessing our sins directly to God, but also confessing our sins to one another. It can bring a great deal of healing and freedom to our lives.
所以有时候我们可以向上帝忏悔我们的罪，有时候互相之间忏悔我们自己的罪，也会给我们心灵得到医治。
So friends, will we live long lives?
所以大家，我们想一想，我们是会我们会长寿吗？
Will you live to reach 100 years old?
我们会活到100岁吗？
Maybe you don't want to live that long. I don't know.
可能你其实并不想活那么长。
Maybe we will. Maybe not.
有的人想，有的人不想。
But what I do know that the truly blessed person is the one who blesses others.
但是我知道的就是一个真正有福气的人他是一定是祝福他人的。
Friends, bless others in order to receive a blessing in your life.
所以你要祝福他人之后才能够领受祝福。
You know, this is seen in the life of Jesus.
这在主耶稣的生命中再明显不过了。
I think I wrote it next slide. Jesus said it in Mark 10:45.He said, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45.
马可福音十章二十五节说，主的人子来，并不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So we see this in Jesus. He blessed others, served others in order to receive a blessing.
所以主耶稣做的事就是说他祝福了别人最后自己被祝福。
In Jesus we see his brotherly love.
在主耶稣身上我们看见了这个弟兄的爱。
In Jesus we see a tender heart.
然后这个主耶稣他有一个怜慈的心。
In Jesus we see his great sympathy towards us.
我们看见了他体恤人的心。
Jesus did not repay evil for evil.
主耶稣从来不以恶报恶。
And because of that, now we are blessed in him.
正因为主耶稣这样做了，我们现在才被祝福。
And now Jesus, he died, he rose again, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. He reigns as king.
主耶稣死后复生了，然后上到天上，坐在上帝的右边。
And we know he will come again.
我们知道他必定会再来。
So friends, what to do? I would say run to Jesus today. Turn to Jesus today.
我想让大家一起面向主耶稣。
Allow his blessing to be a blessing in your life.
让主耶稣的祝福成为你生命中的祝福。
And now may we follow him.
愿我们跟随他。
And may we be blessed as we bless others.
让我们 也得到祝福 在我们祝福他人之后。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage.
谢谢你这一段经文，主天父。
And I pray that we would be truly blessed.
我想我们真的是要想领受福气。
Help us to bless our brothers and sisters in Christ.
让我们祝福众弟兄姐妹。
Help us to bless the non-Christians in our life.
让我们祝福生命中的非基督徒。
And Lord, may we know the blessedness as we obey you.
让我们遵循你的命令得到祝福。
Lord, I pray that you would bless this church and grow this church.
主耶稣让我祷告让你们祝福这个教会。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.